7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it's time for Kaleidoscope. This morning, we get to talk with Linda Franzen from the Cottonwood County Historical Society.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Are we in summer mode
now? We are in summer mode. The weather kind of turns us that way, whether we want to or not.
Yes, and we should mention right off the bat, there is air conditioning.
There is air conditioning throughout the building,
yes,
which is
so
nice.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get out of the heat, you can stop in the Historical Society and look around at all the exhibits and head into the gallery.
That's correct. Yes, and we could mention that our art gallery has our summer show, which is Shelley Cord Swanson, her retrospective. So if you haven't had a chance, Shelley was a map maker by profession, or a cartographer. She taught at Mankato State University, and she taught when things were done by hand versus by computer. And so a lot of her things are maps that, of course, she drew by hand. And when she got to a certain point, she transferred the map making to quilts and made map quilts. And so we have probably about a half a dozen of those in the gallery.
I bet those are really interesting.
They are interesting. They, especially if you're into maps,
yeah.
I think that then you really understand a lot more about them than if you aren't into maps.
Yes.
But you can just look at them for the artistic perspective as well if you're not into maps.
And if you're not into maps, you might be when you're done
exactly,
going through.
Exactly. And then Shelley's also gotten into, she took a class on making knives, and so there's some knives there, and making wood spoons. So it's quite an interesting show. She also, back in 1985, she won... They asked for people to do logos designs for the city, and she won back in 1985.
Okay.
She got $100 of chamber bucks, which
wow.
is fun. And
yeah.
so, and we still use that logo today for the city of Windham. So it is a nice logo. So we have that kind of in the display as well. And she's done some other things for some other cities. So stop in and check it out.
That sounds like one that you may need to allow a little extra time.
Yes, there's
it
a little reading
like
involved.
There's a lot
mm-hmm.
to see.
Correct. Correct.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And it's the big show for the whole summer.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, summer show.
And you
show.
Will have lots of opportunities to stop by.
Yes.
Including Riverfest.
Including Riverfest. Good segue. Yes, that's always a big day for the museum, as Sons of Norway are in our meeting room with their smorgasbord. And then, like last year, they're going to be doing a bake sale, which is always popular. So get there early, and those things go fast.
Yes.
And in our museum, we're going to have interpreters once again in our exhibit hall in the various areas. So you can go visit with them. And then we're also going to do something different in our gift shop this year. We're going to pull out a lot of things that relate to Windham in terms of yearbooks, school buttons that we have for sale, the local authors, the local people who have done note cards. So those are going to be on the front desk, and we'll be kind of highlighting those. So if you're interested in any of that, please stop in, because we don't usually do that at our front desk, highlight
right.
one particular city in their kind of the things that go along with that. So,
but that'll be just during Riverfest.
Just that day.
Yeah.
Okay. So stop in and check it out if you're interested in any of those things. Also, the research library will be there and available as well. We probably will have one person to help in there. So yeah, come check us out, and I think and like you say, we have air conditioning.
Yeah.
So sometimes Riverfest can be pretty hot.
Yes. Now, do hours change now that we're in the summer?
Yes, they do. Thanks for asking about that. Yeah, we have our Saturday workers that will be there from 10 to 4 on Saturdays, and so now you can come visit us on Saturdays as well.
Yeah. And it's not, I know in our case, it seems like whenever we have company come
to town, it's on the weekend.
It's mm-hmm. on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So a few hours on Saturday's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I think so too.
All right. Linda, anything else we need to add today?
I think that should do it for today.
Boy, there's a lot going on over
there
at the Historical
Society. Yes.
And there always is.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Linda Franzen, thank you for coming in and talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And make sure you stop by the Historical Society and check out that exhibit in the gallery. It's 12 minutes now after 10 o'clock. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.
Source for news, weather, and sports. We're Total Radio, KDOM.